You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We've got Ryan, Dylan and Anton from AOC, or Acts of Self-Improvement. They're coming on to talk about their new single, Mended Mutuality. How are we doing this morning, folks?
Kia ora, good morning. Good, thanks.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. You guys are coming live from Pōneke, where I hear the weather is not doing too great.
Yeah, it's pretty grey. It's drizzly, windy, cold, kind of poos. So a little bit envious of the Dunedin weather, which doesn't happen very often, I have to say.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. I hear two of the band are from Dunedin originally.
Yes, Ryan and myself. We went to high school in Dunedin and then moved up here to do uni and music.
That's great. I'm curious, has the Dunedin sound carried with you in your ventures up into Pōneke, or have you become completely swamped by the Pōneke sound?
Somewhat, I think. There's always, you know, you're always trying to look to do something new with your music, so I think some of those roots stick with you, but you also, you know, strive to do something a bit unique as well.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I've got a whole heap of friends that are still down in Dunedin and are still very, very active in the Dunedin music scene. And so I think having our friends as influencers as well definitely carries on.
100%.
We brought up with us.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get talking the single, Mended Mutuality. The single cover has some kind of Nordic sigil designs going on. Does anyone in the band have Scandinavian heritage?
No, not really.
Oh, damn! I was hoping there'd be a secret Johansson or a Jorgensen somewhere there. Oh, that's no worries. What was the inspiration for using the sigils?
Well, so the album cover, which was my doing, was sort of a reflection of the song, as you'll hear later, I'm sure, the song is a reflection of two people talking about two different sides of a relationship. So the album cover tries to capture that, and with the light and the dark and the mirrored image of the symbol.
Yeah. It seems like it's an Ouroboros there on the old...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Ouroboros.
Hell yeah.
Which is sort of a Maui symbol that we've used for a few things.
Nice. It's a very good symbol. It's one of the top 10, I would say, symbols of all time.
Agreed.
Oh my goodness, where am I going with this? You guys are fresh from releasing your album Prima Materia, which came out back in April. How has the feedback on that been?
Oh, I mean, like, the feedback on that was awesome. I mean, you know, we got a couple of really awesome write-ups, and I mean, especially from our friends and people who reached out to us and, you know, gave us their thoughts and opinions on it. I mean, it's been overwhelmingly positive, and I mean, that kind of support definitely goes a long way. Because, I mean, creating music and, you know, having something that can be so deeply personal and releasing that out into the world can be, you know, definitely a little nerve-wracking and a little nervous sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, getting that feedback back, you know, just really, I think, helps us and, you know, keeps pushing us to release new music and make new music. And it's very inspiring, I think, you know, for sharing that feedback.
Yes, sure. I heard your the band's corridor with the RDU breakfast host, of all people.
Yeah.
I heard your interview with him, and you said that same sentiment. So are you kind of flexing that muscle that you're feeling more confident now with this release? Is that why it's come out so soon? Or is there a second project on the way this year?
Perhaps a bit of both. It was quite funny because as we were releasing Prima Materia, we were already writing the song and recording it, so we were kind of excited about this while that was going on, and
yeah,
lots of things happening at once, you know.
Yeah, I think we definitely strive to have a pretty strong work ethic. You know, I think it's a little pet peeve for myself where you've got really awesome bands who don't put out music and don't release music, and so I think we're always trying to keep on top of it and keep people entertained. And I mean, we've also got so much material between the four of us that we kind of don't see it stopping anytime soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Your band is called AOC. Is it pronounced AOC? I heard that's what the RDU guy said.
That's right.
Okay, cool. It stands for Acts of Self-Improvement. The track in question, Mended Mutuality, that you've just put out, focuses on a couple who can't communicate properly. What do you think are some acts of self-improvement you'd encourage people who are in that situation to implement to make their lives easier for each other?
Yeah, so the song has, in particular, it focuses on a couple, but my inspiration for writing those lyrics was thinking more broadly, and it's more just about humanity's tendency to just look at each other's flaws more often than we look at the, you know, the details that make us great. Mm. And so it's, I was looking in particular at a couple who had very... particular flaws that made them struggle to communicate and work well with each other, but they were also not too far off the flaws that they had, and this idea that they find the ability, I suppose, to reflect on each other, see eye to eye more clearly, and it's more just a an example of the ways that we as humans can, you know, focus a bit more on why we are the way that we are and find the good in ourselves, find the good in other people. Mm-hmm. And hopefully help us build connections with each other a lot better.
For
so
sure.
That was my
it's a very good
with that.
Very good message to put out, especially at a time when everyone is a bit more atomized these days, you know, with the internet and with how things are run, just in terms of politics in general, people don't have quite the same community connection. So I think that's a really good thing to put out there, is seeing commonality in everything, in each other. Mm. Yeah.
We're all human.
Oh, yeah, we are all human at the end of the day. Your music is intended to be inspirational and uplifting, despite using the aesthetic of hard rock / metal. Are there many other bands that do this, to have this duality going on, and what was the initial impetus for combining these seemingly clashing ideas?
Well, I think it's a wee bit of an old stigma at this point that metal and hard rock music is, you know, angry people singing about angry things, because the reality of it is it's just not, you know, we're for, like, you know, motivated young chaps that are, you know, ready to put a smile on people's face, you know? Yeah. I think that's what we're trying to do with our music these days.
Fair enough. In the corridor you guys have with RDU, you mentioned that with each song you guys try to improve on your musical abilities, as you mentioned earlier as well. You try to create something better every time. It speaks to your name, Acts of Self-Improvement. What do you think you all improved on with Mended Mutuality?
I think the dynamic on this song is definitely a lot different to songs that we've written in the past and that were on the EP. You know, this one definitely starts out on a much more mellow note and then sort of builds towards that sort of middle section of the song.
It does.
I think one thing with us as well is we're sound engineering students. And so the production on this song and what we were able to achieve in the studio and outside of the studio with this, I think was also a major improvement. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'd say on this.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably our first song where we've truly been able to work to each other's strengths a lot as well, knowing where our, you know, influences come from and writing to suit each player individually and coming together to create a joint sound like that, we found.
Yeah, when you write an EP with people, you get to know their strengths and their tastes, and you can write a song, have an idea in mind and cater it, you know, the best you can to the other people in the band, so that the end product is within everyone's comfort zone. And yeah,
and I think kind of continuing on from that idea as well, when we first sort of, you know, started jamming and putting this song together would have been back in February, maybe early March. It's probably the fastest song we've written together as a band.
Yeah, it happened very naturally.
It flowed. And, I mean, I think it probably took us 2 or 3 good band practices to actually have, like,
structured...
We had the scaffolding there, which was really awesome.
Nice. It sounds like the musical chemistry is becoming more interwoven and intertwined as time goes on, which is all really what you want when you're in a band.
For sure.
That's awesome. Now, I saw that this song has been getting some love in the North Island concerts that y'all have been playing. Have y'all played a show at Te Waipounamu yet?
Yeah, we played in Christchurch in January, and we also came back and played in Dunedin in January as well. We played at Eric's.
Nice.
That was a pretty special one for Anton and I.
Yeah, definitely.
And, yeah, Christchurch was definitely a special one for Dylan. But that was really awesome. And yeah, we've definitely got a couple of things planned upcoming shortly.
Yeah, cool. Hold that thought.
Cool. No, we won't investigate that too much. I think I mentioned this earlier when we were chatting off air. I stayed in Wellington over the summer, and I was surprised at how heavy the music could be in Wellington. I thought it was mostly like poppy or housey or kind of spacey guitar music, but it can be quite heavy. Especially at Valhalla, of all places. What is the reception between, say, Wellington and Dunedin, where I think a harder rock sound is more embedded into the local scene?
Yeah, I mean, from when we played in Dunedin, It's kind of hard to say, being a band from Wellington, but the crowd in Dunedin was awesome.
They were great.
Yeah, not afraid to jump around and get into it and clap and scream and, you know, really put everything they've got into it. And I think while that definitely does happen up here in Wellington, I think we as a band on stage definitely have to try a lot harder to get a little bit more of that movement going.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'd say that's probably the biggest thing that I've noticed.
Yeah. In terms of, like, songwriting as a band, I feel like Wellington is a very good place, just a lot of creative freedom, no judgment. You'll find a bit of every sort of style in Wellington, as you were saying, like, incredibly heavy stuff, but also some of that experimental pop sort of stuff, which is good. And like my hometown, Christchurch, some great musicians there, but it is a very traditional, classical sort of jazz scene. So it's been, especially for me, just a major contrast to come up here and just, like, everybody's creating a bit of everything, and it's awesome.
And I definitely feel as well, no matter what you're making up here, people are going to be supportive. And I mean, I think we've found that honestly everywhere we go. We've got friends that are in bands up here that are in genres miles away from us that, you know, are more than happy to hop on the lineup with us, more than happy to come to a show, more than happy to come in and make music with us. And I mean, we're definitely a very collaborative band. You know, we have people that we pull in from all different aspects to help us make our music. Like, on this track specifically, actually, we've got a friend, Max, and they've got some awesome cello skills. And so we were able to harness some of those and bring in new influences as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, so being able to work with such talented musicians up here is also awesome.
Sweet as a real melting pot, sounds like. That's what you want. Well, yeah, I think that brings us to the end of our corridor. Thank you so much for coming on the show, gang. It was great talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, that was Ryan, Dylan, and Anton from the band AOC X of Self Improvement, chatting on their new single, Mended Mutuality, which you can find on Spotify. It's 9:46 here on the Late Breakfast program. We're talking to Soft Bait very shortly at 10 o'clock about their new single, which is No Bad Days. Very much looking forward to that. Before that, though, here is AOC with Mended Mutuality, and then we'll get into some Electric Wizard. See you soon.
Radio 1. R1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.